The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, downtown Redding, on Market Street, looking out on the world through our window, our giant window here on the Valentine's Day, 7:05 in the morning. And then top of the hour news, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's here. Good morning.
Very good morning.
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day, so we all know that.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. What do you do on Valentine's Day?
I'm actually just resting and
resting.
Yep.
Don't start right now. You start in a couple hours, okay?
Yeah.
Then you can rest all day.
Yeah.
Linda's singing tonight at Taroko's Asian Bar and Grill. As you know, we gave away that huge Valentine's Day extravaganza, project where they have they didn't have to do it tonight, but if they go tonight to Taroko's, our winners, they've got a table reserved. They got a dozen long stem roses. They get two dozen
truffles.
Did you give them to them already?
No, I will deliver them today before 4.
Oh.
I already contacted them.
Oh, you've already told them?
Yes.
Cool. And, and they went to Chocolate After Dark last Friday. Yeah. Good.
Interesting how it was.
I'm sorry?
Interesting how it went for them.
Interesting.
How the chocolate in the dark? Or how the
Oh, yeah. I wonder how that went. Yeah, we were out of town. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk the weather. Today, a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 7 a.m. We're going to have, maybe a little windy, but not bad. Areas of frost after 5 a.m. tonight with a low around 36. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Showers likely tomorrow night. Sunday, showers likely. Showers on Sunday night. Lows in the 40s. Washington's birthday, just a 30% chance of showers. Just mostly cloudy for the day, but Tuesday mostly sunny with a high near 62, and Wednesday a chance of showers, and Thursday mostly sunny. So the weather can't make up its mind. The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business about 30 years, treat their customers so well. Treat them like friends. I can't say enough about the Kinney family and their business. Three generations are in there running this business, started by Chuck and Judy Kinney. Did I say they give discounts for seniors and veterans? Well, they do. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Haven Humane and
Benny.
Benny the Pity.
Yes, he's a sweet little
man. Oh, my gosh, is he?
He's such a lover. He's about a year old. Like you said, he's a pit bull terrier mix for sure. He's got the big blockhead. He is about 60 pounds, and he thinks he is just a little lap dog.
He comes up and he leans on you.
He's a big time leaner.
You know, the Pity smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pity smile. And he comes up today. Big smile. Couldn't, you know, licking my hand.
Yes.
You know, he just says, ooh, this is fun. I like this. I'm out, you know, I'm out. I'm visiting.
Like you've been friends forever.
Oh, yes. It's, you know, so what's he doing? Let me look underneath the table because this is where you can tell.
He's looking right at me.
Okay, now I've got Benny head in my lap.
Yes, he does think he's a lap dog despite
yes,
his weight.
Yes, he's such a, oh, he's got kind of that pink nose, too.
Yeah,
pink,
he's a really pretty color, too. He's almost like a reddish brown with some white little socks.
Yeah, white socks. Oh, he says, is there a dog named Buford?
He can smell him.
Oh, yeah, he's, what a good boy.
Yeah.
What a good boy, yeah.
And Benny, he's done great with other dogs. He seems to be pretty playful.
Yeah.
But we would want you to bring your dogs in to meet with
of
him
course.
If you were thinking about him.
That'd be any dog.
Yeah.
Any dog you
just
bring in.
Just to see how they do.
So, how's he on a leash?
He's pretty good on leash. He does get excited every once in a while.
And how old is he?
He's about a year old.
About a year old. Okay.
So, still a puppy. He'll get the zoomies every once in a while. And
but he's big enough and he's old enough. He's been vaccinated. He's been fixed.
Yep.
You can take him up to the doggy park and he would have a, you know, definitely he would run around with his buddies up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just another great dog.
Oh, yes.
Y'all set a record this year, I think, for finding homes. Yeah, mm-hmm. For adopting out your animals.
And quite the year. Hopefully we can do even more this year.
Well, hopefully there'll be less to adopt out.
True.
And you can keep the same number adopting out. So all of a sudden you've got two or three, four, five, six kennels open down there. Little home spots that'll be open. Well, you know what? It's amazing because Buford was in there 72 days.
Mm-hmm.
And yet everybody that meets Buford thinks he's just the greatest dog.
Right.
I mean, we had a party, a lot of people there. We had Buford in the back room.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Buford? So Buford comes out and becomes a member of the party.
The life of the party.
Yeah. And, I mean, and yet he had not been adopted. And I can't figure out why because he's such a...
Yeah. A lot of times they don't show very well in their kennels, and that can kind of scare people away.
Well, he has that weird eye.
Walking through the kennels.
He has that blue eye, you know.
Yeah.
But he has just never shown anything but a gentleness. And
But
you know what? If I should have named him Dude, because it's like a surfer dude that's kind of really laid back. Okay, yeah, dude. But this little dog right here, she weighs about the same as Buford.
Yeah, he's about 60 pounds, Benny, here.
60 pounds, mm-hmm. And he's just a love.
He is. Loves treats, very treat motivated. That can help with training.
So am I.
Who isn't?
Yeah, who isn't? Come on. We act like it's, it's a doggy treat. Wait, we're all treat oriented.
Yes.
Come on. Okay, so anything else going on down there?
We do have.
Did we get a photo yet of. We need to get a photo.
Yes, we
got one of Benny. Okay.
We did. A cute one, I hope.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could do a little video, too. I could come out during the break and you know, lean down with Benny.
He would love it.
Okay. Well, anything else going on?
We do have our Doggy Dash event coming up about a month away on March 15th.
Uh-huh.
It's a 5K fun run. You can bring your dog. You can... You know, there's a costume competition, just a whole fun day.
Okay. And it's going to be when?
It's March 15th.
March 15th. So you can dress up like little leprechauns.
You can.
Because it's going to be St. Paddy's Day there, March 17th, I think.
Well,
Yeah, so you can dress up like little leprechauns.
And you can register.
What day is the 15th?
That's a great question.
That would be a...
It is a Saturday.
Oh, when's St. Patrick's Day? 17th?
Yes, which is a Monday.
Okay, got it. Oh, you can still do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can register for that online on our website at havenhumane.org.
Really super. Well, thank you so much for bringing Benny in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Benny the Pity.
Great time.
Hey, do me a... is Mark there, or is he... Or he's traveling right now, right? Or he's someplace, or...
That is a great question. I am not sure.
Okay. Because I got a question because I saw something about one of the chip businesses, you know, that chips dogs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe going out of business. And I was wondering if which one that was and all that kind of stuff.
But if I see them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to take a quick break here.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in the historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support Real Journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-U. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's been on vacation this week. Not really vacation, it's kind of a workcation. And she's getting ready. Just like everybody, she's kind of fighting off this sickness that's going around the world right now. And, you know, it's kind of like, okay, if you push yourself, you know you're just going to go, you know, have to lay down. You've been going through that, Christina.
Actually, yes, and I'm on the peak of this right now, so that's why I'm like talking.
That's why. And Sue went through it this week. Everybody I know except me has been going through this. And the only thing with me is my nose has been running for 2 months. You know, so I'm trying to figure out what that is. Anyway, hey, welcome back to the show. And let me see what we have here. I have some interesting stories, actually. Good start. And right here in Reading, as soon as I pull my computer back up. The first one I have is we have a Reading school that's named the Model Community Day School for 2025 by the State Superintendent of Schools here in California. And it's called, it's a day school, and it's the Reading Achieve Community Day School has been selected as a model community day school for 2025 by the State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tony Thurman. It highlights schools that excel in supporting students who struggle academically or behaviorally at their main schools. And it used to be kind of like Pioneer. You don't know what Pioneer is. Pioneer was a school that had kids in there that were struggling, either with their behavior or other things, and they would go out to pioneer, and they weren't given up on. Anyway, the principal there, Jennifer Severin, said the process to achieve this honor involves a lot of effort, as I can imagine. It's not only thing they have to apply for it, but then they have teams that come out and look at the school and see how it happens. And she says we have an amazing staff, and it's not just one person here. So good on you for being one of the top community schools in California. Model Community Day School, Ready and Achieve Community Day School. So cool. That's good. And then there's more. There's a, we had, Shasta High School students have been selected by NASA for a high altitude test project, about Mars. And our students here have been selected by NASA to design and test a solution for space exploration specifically aimed at making life on Mars possible. It's one of the 60 projects chosen from 720 proposals submitted, and our kids right here got it. What they're doing is they have a small payload. It's going to has to be weighs less than 2 pounds. And it's going to be sent up by NASA in a high altitude balloon, and the project involves sensors covered in varying depths of simulated Martian soil to test its effectiveness in blocking radiation. And what it looks like here, Zach Brown, a Shasta High School student, says, you know, because of the radiation on Mars, the most cost-effective way, maybe the safest way, is subterranean. You dig into the Mars soil, and you put your structures underneath the dirt to protect yourself from the radiology that's going on, or the rays that are coming on. So they're going to encase the sensors into the Martian soil at different levels, and they're going to see what works. And when it gets up to a certain point, the balloon collapses, or they collapse the balloon, and everything is parachuted back down. And they said one of the biggest challenges is working within the strict weight and size limits to include the computer, memory, soil sensors, and camera. So, anyway, two good things about Reading that are great, that are happening right here in town. Okay, what else do we have? Oh, I think if I can find this. Where is that? Fremont, California has passed sweeping homeless encampment bans on all public property. One of the strictest anti-homeless encampment ordinances to combat the ongoing crisis is Fremont City Council voted 6-1 Tuesday night in favor of the law, which bans camping on any public property, including street, sidewalk, park, open space, waterway, or banks of a waterway, or any private property not designated and equipped for such camping, as well as any land designated as a high fire risk area, which pretty much means every place around Reading. The purpose of this chapter is to maintain streets, parks, and other public and private areas within the city in a clean, sanitary, and accessible condition, and to adequately protect the health, safety, and public welfare of the community. This is interesting. What they've done is they've made public camping illegal in Fremont. And the use of streets and public areas within the city for camping purposes or for storage of personal property interferes with the rights of the public to use these areas for which they were intended. Public health and safety hazards that adversely impact on residential neighborhoods, commercial areas, sanitary measures, public health, safety, welfare. The law stated anyone causing, permitting, aiding, abetting, or concealing encampment should be guilty of a misdemeanor and subject to a $1,000 fine and up to six months in jail. And the city also requires the city to provide any violator with information regarding housing support, though the city will not be obligated to provide housing for a violator. We do that now. You know, when we're moving people around, we tell them, Good News Rescue. In fact, we've taken, our law enforcement has taken people down there. Yeah. So, It's going to be interesting and to see what's going to happen here. And it'd be interesting to see if the city of Reading would do anything about it. Okay, our last local thing I've got right here, and we're going to move into something else. Shasta County suspends Elections Commission's meeting. The Elections Commission. What an interesting concept. To make sure that all of our elections are fair and toe the line. And everybody that votes, that is voting, should be voting. And everybody that shouldn't be voting is not voting. And that they're, and that the ballots are collected with a chain of custody, and then they're counted correctly, and then at the end of 4 or 5 months, we get the results back. So, but Shasta County has temporarily suspended its controversial elections commission while it fights a lawsuit filed against the Registrar of Voters, Tom Toller. It's the second lawsuit targeting the county's top elections official in less than a year. I think the last one was Laura Hobbs. She sued. She said they didn't put her name in the right spot on the ballot. And, I mean, she was right. Her name was supposed to be first, but yet it wasn't. And anecdotal evidence, I don't know if there's been any studies that says if you're number one on the ballot, you get more votes or something like that. But it just makes sense. But that never made it out of court. And it was dismissed by California Court of Appeal last year. Okay. The supervisors came out of a closed session during Tuesday's special board meeting saying the board voted 4-1 to suspend the meetings of the Election Commission until the lawsuit is resolved. And Supervisor Cry disagreed with that. The supervisors voted 5-0 to appoint a counsel to defend the lawsuit, however. Anyway, people are upset because, one, that Tom Toller was appointed as the registrar. And because, and under the auspices of Chris Kellstrom and Patrick Jones and Kevin Cry. And turns out that Tom was following the law as Tom saw it. He's a lawyer. He's pretty bright. And people didn't like it that he that he didn't acquiesce to things. He said, look, this is the law. I'm following the law. So now we've got two people that are suing him for the job he did. And looks like some of Cry's people are not understanding why Kevin did this. But Kevin voted to keep the board going. Now, the other thing was having enough people on the board. I know that, you know, I know some people were appointed and others, and but their time ran out, and I'm not sure who else has been appointed. Anyway, the latest lawsuit was filed by Daniel Ladd and Laura Hobbs, who lost Alan Long in District 2 and sued him as well. Anyway, and the Shasta County Grand Jury has twice looked into the elections office procedures and twice found no issues. So we'll see what happens with this. But anyway, the Election Commission, which has been, you know, it's been kind of a lightning rod for different things that are going on, are not going to meet until this lawsuit is either dismissed or goes forward. So we'll see what happens. 7:29 in the morning here on Valentine's Day. We're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. That's right, Four Winds Jewelry. What a perfect place to go to get that special Valentine's Day gift. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. It opens up at 9:30. It stays open till 4. And what a great place. They have a huge selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They've been voted best in the North State for the last 3 years running. Locally owned, locally operated, been around for 30 years. Started with Leonard and then taken over by the Rebecca and Henry. And it's just a great place. I can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry, and located right down on Hilltop, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's a good place to go find that special gift. You may see me down there today. We'll be right back. I wanna know what love is.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Put your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5 times points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club.
For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the Wind River Resort and Casinos in downtown Reading on Market Street. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casinos, should I say. 7:30 in the morning, 7:34 in the morning here on Valentine's Day. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Why take a chance on your family safety? Somebody I was just talking to the other day, and we were here in the show, and he goes, hey, I'm heading over to Jeff's right after the show because he had a ding on his windshield, just wasn't quite sure what's going to happen. Well, that's why you need to take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis from a windshield expert, Jeff Wurst. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and I tell you what, stands by his work, and he just does really, really great work. You know, friends of ours have gone over, people that have listened and heard this went down to Jeff, and they all have said the same thing. I've never heard anybody not happy with Jeff Horst. Okay. This is one of my favorite subjects. I hope I have enough time. I've only got 25 minutes left. California bullet train. Here we go. President Trump denounced California's bullet train for the project's delays and rising costs on Tuesday, as his administration would investigate how billions, yes, billions of federal and state dollars have been spent. And, you know, President Trump has a way of overstating things, as you probably know by now. It's, as he said, the train that's being built between Los Angeles and San Francisco is the worst managed project I think I've ever seen, and I've seen some of the worst. Saying that the project is billions and billions of dollars over budget. We're going to start a big investigation of that, because I've never seen anything like it in the history of our country. You know, that's, you know, you got to like that about Trump, that being really low-keyed and you know, never the hyperbole or anything like that. Okay. Now, those remarks, however, came just 24 hours after the project's Inspector General, Benjamin Belknap, issued a report on the first phase of what is envisioned as a statewide system, saying it's unlikely that the high-speed rail can meet its current goal of beginning passenger service between Merced and Bakersfield. And there's millions of people down in Bakersfield and Merced that are going to be riding that train by 2033. With a smaller remaining schedule envelope, potential for significant uncertainty and risk during subsequent phases of the project, staying within that 2033 schedule envelope is unlikely, he said. In fact, uncertainty about some parts of this project has increased as the authority has recently made decisions that deviated from the procurement and funding strategies that were part of the plans for staying on schedule. Do you hear what he's saying? They changed the plan. When they changed the plan, it costs more money. And they're not even sure which direction they're going, it sounds like to me. In the latest chapter, and this is, you know what, the guy wrote this pretty good. In the tortured history of the project, tortured history. I love that. And it's true. It was pushed for more than three decades before voters approved a $9.95 billion bond in 2008. I voted against that, by the way. Since then, state officials have struggled to complete the 119-mile initial segment between Chowchilla and an orchard near Schaefer, much less the 52 miles of extensions to Merced and Bakersfield that Newsom sought after becoming governor in 2019. They haven't even made it there. An orchard. There's nothing there at the orchard. There's no, like, station or anything. Have you read about this? The high-speed train, the train to nowhere?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Anyway, Newsom was critical of the project. So let's be real. The current project is planned to cost too much and respectfully take too long. There's too little oversight, not enough transparency. There isn't even a path to get from Sacramento to San Diego in the second phase, let alone from San Francisco to L.A. I wish there were. However, we do have the capacity to complete a high-speed rail link between Merced and Bakersfield. Why? However, he changed his tune in recent years as the Biden administration ponied up billions in federal support. The current estimate, are you ready, my friends? Remember this is going to be a $9.95 billion project. The current estimate that Merced to Bakersfield would cost $35 billion, more than the whole projection for a complete system. Says it, the legislator's budget analyst says it has just $28 billion in state bonds, federal grants, and a quarter of the state's proceeds from auctioning permits for emissions on greenhouse gases. So, project officials did say that the statewide system would reduce auto travel by 10 million miles a day. But Californians drive nearly a billion miles each day. A billion miles. I had no idea that it was that much. I never even thought about it, really. I mean, how many miles do Californians drive each day? Okay, a 10 million mile reduction would cut emissions by scarcely 1%. Oh, well. So this is where, you see, if Trump pulls back the money, which he will, what are they going to do? And if Trump seems to be determined to derail California's bullet train, given its sorry history, it could be a mercy killing. So there. The bullet train. Not only did it come up once and people said, oh, yeah, this is a good idea back in 2008. I think it came back up again and there was another vote on it that people said, yeah, no, let's continue with this. But it's never gone anywhere. I think they said it went, I think just late last year, they said you could walk the whole distance of the California bullet train, the tracks, in like 15 minutes. You just have, you know, and then, you know, every so often you'll see photos of, well, this is the station's going to be and all that. And I used, you know, years and years ago, I had a trucking company, and I am still getting, that company, I ended that company years and years ago. I'm still getting faxes to our number here wanting me to bid on the supporting the rail service down in Bakersfield for this thing. And, you know, it doesn't do any good for me to go back and tell them that company is, you know, the company no longer exists. But they keep sending it, which kind of tells me where they are on these things. It's going to cost that much money. There's that much money behind. What is it going to take to claw back whatever billions we have out there from California and use it in the state of California for things that can be used and be used effectively? Everything from housing for those homeless that are trying to make the transition back. How about mental care facilities? How many of those could we have built for something like this bullet train to nowhere? How many of those could we build? How about infrastructure? How much money could be spent on infrastructure? How much for veterans, you know, to build another veterans facility or to help veterans, especially homeless veterans? You tie all this in together, but this needs to end. It needs to die. It needs to have a wooden stake put in its heart. And Newsom could do it. It doesn't have a heart into its engine block. Newsom could do it. He could put the stake in there and everybody could say, okay, we just weren't ready to do this. It was not thought out well. The planning wasn't done well. We didn't have what it takes to build this kind of infrastructure. And just admit that, pull the money back, sell what they've got, and use that money to help offset the deficit in this state, which is, what, $27 billion? Anyway, okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in downtown Reading and Market Street, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Lindebont. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Two separate divisions under one roof. Your insurance and your financial management. This business was started by Judy Maxwell back in 1993, and she's been helping families, business owners, seniors, veterans, ever since it opened. With all the changes in our society and in our government and other things that are going on, it's hard to keep track of everything, but we all know what that insurance crisis is like. Well, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive, and you can get a free review and evaluation of your insurance plans, your financial plans. If they can help you tweak them so they're better, they're going to do that. I mean, she really helped us on our insurance. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, really, really a fine business and one we recommend. Okay, Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to ask you something, Carl. I understand that Linda's on assignment today.
No, she's getting ready to perform tonight. And as I said earlier, she's been kind of flirting with this, this flu or cold or whatever going around. So we're not risking her going out and getting soaked before she sings.
Oh, I, you know, in times past, you said Linda's on
assignment. Yeah, on assignment. Yeah, well, yeah, I've used that.
I'm just curious what the assignment is. She ought to be getting it done by now.
Different assignments, buddy. I mean, every day you go out and do something different.
Okay.
Somebody has to keep the household, the you know, when people are coming in, you know, I got the easy part. I just show up here and listen to you.
Yes, and be sure and tune in Sunday morning. We're going to have a dynamite show.
The thing I wanted to talk to you about
is I believe that there's a good possibility that the vote for that train to nowhere wasn't a clean vote. When you take a look at all the people that made billions of dollars off that and the way our elections are now, I firmly believe that there's a good possibility that that wasn't an honest vote, that the voters voted in and wanted to do that, because that isn't going to, you know, green energy and air pollution wasn't that big of a deal back then when it was first voted in.
2008.
And it would only benefit a small fraction of the people. And if it's passed overwhelmingly, I'm thinking maybe, you know, they cheated on the vote there.
I don't know if it was overwhelmingly. And what they were saying, and I didn't know these statistics till I just read it, was they looked at cutting back, 10 million miles of driving a day. But then when you look at Californians drive a billion miles a day, that's only 1%. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I can, you know, if it's one of those kind of those glitchy things. Oh, yeah, high-speed rail. California needs one of those. Have you ever ridden on one of the, on a high-speed rail?
No.
I have. I've ridden on them in Japan. And let me tell you, I mean, that thing's doing 130 miles an hour across the countryside, and it rides really great. I mean, I can understand. I mean, it's working in Japan. The problem is we're, I guess, not our engineering and the people building our high-speed train aren't as bright as the Japanese building high-speed trains. I mean, it could...
Well, I was looking at the people that were involved in making it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, there's a lot of money change hands here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dianne Feinstein's husband.
Oh, no. Say that's not true.
Oh, yes, it's true. It's damn true, Carl.
How about Nancy's?
Well, if I was guessing, I'd say it's 50-50, probably so.
Okay,
but
now...
the last thing I wanted to bring
wait
up...
Wait a minute,
you know,
I've got something else on it before you do that, on the high-speed train.
Ahead.
I understand that there's a private company that wants to build a high-speed train between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. And, you know, that to me makes sense. That's kind of pretty much a straight shot. That to me seems like it could be, you know, it could pay its bills. That it's a private company who's taking the risk on it. I like that idea.
Yeah, I hear these private companies taking risks, but when you start pulling back the covers, they get all kinds of grants.
Oh, yeah, they get a lot of They get a lot of money.
Grants.
Yeah.
Free money from the government.
Grants. Okay, what you got?
Well, now that you mentioned that going over to Las Vegas, you know, right after World War II, after we used the bomb over in Hiroshima, they thought seriously and almost did it, blew a hole in the mountains to make it a flat shot with atomic weapons.
What? A hole in what? Do what?
In the mountains between Los Angeles and Las
Vegas.
Oh,
use a nuclear blast to clear that?
Yes, I read about it, and it just almost came close to it. And then the article said that it wouldn't be habitable for 100 years or 1,000 years or whatever it is. But then again, you look at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they built back pretty quick.
They've rebuilt it back. It's been 70 years.
Yeah, and it isn't contaminated like they thought it would be. So anyway, I was thinking about Doge. I pronounce it doggy, D-O-G-E, doggy. And all the jobs they're cutting, and somebody said that it was just going to slow the government down. I think it's just the opposite. That's my opinion. It's just the opposite, because you're going to get the dead weight out of the way. And the people that are going to stay there are going to want to do their job and get something done.
Well, there's a lot of people that work for the government and do good jobs. Probably the majority of them. But from what I've heard,
down they could do a better job if the slow folks would get out of their way.
From what I've heard,
that's
right
my whole
now,
life.
Slow down, Nick. Let me finish.
No, I can't. I'm stuck in fast forward, and I can't slow down. Carl.
Turn down Nick's mic. Just turn him down. So you, okay. Nick, as I was saying, there are a lot of good people that work for the government, and there are a lot of them that are in a quandary, is what's going on? You know, how is this affecting me? I'm doing my job, but it does have an effect on them. Okay, turning back up. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, you got it in. I'm proud of you, my son.
It's because I can, turn down mics, turn up mics. Thanks, Nick.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Okay.
Bye.
Gosh, what else? We've got J.D. Vance out in Europe. You've got Hegseth making comments. Hegseth is talking about with Zelensky about Trump bringing Putin and Zelensky to the table. Maybe we can end this war. And where and I'm not sure what it's like, or what it's going to look like. But Hegseth had a real, when somebody questioned it, he said, what's your idea? Endless trench warfare. How much longer can we kill the young people and older people in Ukraine? I mean, Russians have lost something like 1 million people during this war. Soldiers and others. So what can be done so that both sides can end this ongoing, slaughter and be able to stand there and say, okay, I can agree to this. What's it going to take? Christina, I mean, you're Ukraine and you've talked to everybody. Do the people of Ukraine want that, want that section back that bad?
Yes, to be honest, like, some of the part wants, but, like, some of the part already don't. So
yeah.
It's just everybody's tired, like.
Everybody's tired of it.
The prices are too high. The salary is super low. And, like.
Yeah.
Everybody's dying there. Everybody's just.
Yeah.
Going down. Running away from the country and just choosing other life.
What Russia did was wrong. I mean, it came in and took those two sections, but one of them was a Russian-speaking, felt much more allegiance to Russia than they did Ukraine. I understand you can't just come in and take this section of land, but now both sides have been hammered for a long time.
I heard he was talking about to return to 2014, the territory.
Okay.
Well, but I'm not sure how it will run, so we have to see how the Trump and the Smithy, both of them will go.
Well, I think Trump can leverage both of them.
This is how always was. America was controlling and helping.
Well.
But not controlling, was pushing the hand.
But now we need to push for the end of it and have somebody that can make the deal. Because you're right, trench warfare just can go on for so long. It just keeps attriting. Even if Ukrainians killed 10-1, they're still going to lose because Russia is so much bigger. You're going to run out of fighters.
And unfortunately, it's true.
Yeah. So, okay. I think I haven't seen my guest yet, but they're supposed to be rolling in here at any time, And guess what? They just rolled in. What can I say? All right. We're going to take a break for the news here in a minute or so. And then Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, will join us right after the news. And I tell you what, let's play some music until then. Okay. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Mitch Thomason. Vice President Vance rebukes European leaders for squelching freedom of speech and conscience.
The Vice President made his remarks during a NATO security conference Friday in Munich, a day after visiting a notorious Nazi-era concentration camp.
There is no security if you are afraid of the voices, the opinions, and the conscience that guide your very own people.
Mr. Vance reasserted the U.S. demand that NATO members step up defense spending to balance American levels of financing the security alliance.
Correspondent George Williams says Vance will be meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky, also attending the summit. Federal workforce layoffs have begun as the administration strives to cut the size and the cost of government. Probationary employees yet to be covered by civil service protections are being pink-slipped. President Trump planning tariffs to match those charged by other countries on U.S. imports. The president says it's all about fairness. On the West Coast, they've seen fire and they've seen rain.
Southern California is getting hit by destructive debris flows caused by heavy rains. Rain sent debris across roads, including the Pacific Coast Highway. A fire department vehicle was pushed into the ocean. The debris flow is coming from the wildfires in Los Angeles. Jeremiah Small lives in Altadena.
We're trying to do our own personal assessment of risk and not get caught up in the hype train, but also not be, you know, casual about it either.
He spoke to KABC. I'm Ed Donahue.
Wintry weather in the form of ice and snow has snarled travel across parts of the Pacific Northwest. Reports of multiple vehicle pileups on highways in Oregon and Washington with at least 10 people injured. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 49 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 29 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. We're a month into the new year. How is everyone doing with your health goals? I've spent more time on the road than at home this last year. 2 years ago, I decided to take control of my health and choose PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. I needed a simple plan that fit my hectic lifestyle, and I quickly lost 30 pounds. I learned how to nourish my body while still enjoying food that supports my health. Now I have the energy and mental focus to get through my busy day. PhD can help you too, and they won't let you fail. Give them a call and schedule your weight loss consultation and see if the program is right for you. Call 864-644-1900. That is 864-644-1900. The first 11 callers mentioning healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their package. Don't wait to hit your 2025 weight loss goals. Call now or visit myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. So check it out right now to lose weight. MyPhDWeightLoss.com.
Roman ruins have been unearthed in the heart of London.
Archaeologists exploring the site of a planned 32-story office tower announced that they have unearthed the remains of a Roman basilica that once stood at the heart of the city known as Londinium. Andrew Henderson-Schwartz, head of public impact at the Museum of London Archaeology.
It's where you went to do your business. It's where you went for court proceedings.
It's been called one of the most significant discoveries in years by archaeologists. The site's developer has agreed to put the remains on display in a visitor centre when the building is done. Karen Shamas, London.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk have met during Modi's visit to the U.S., where he spoke with President Trump about trade and tariff concerns. Modi says that he and Musk discussed various issues, including space, mobility, technology, and innovation, but made no direct reference to the billionaire Starlink satellite internet service. Townhall.com. A bipartisan effort is underway on Capitol Hill to ensure that AM radio remains a staple in every car across the country.
With concerns over public safety, free speech, and rural accessibility, lawmakers are pushing back against automakers' moves to phase out AM radio from new vehicles. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Massachusetts Democrat Senator Ed Markey are fighting back against efforts to remove AM radios from new cars. Senator Cruz emphasized its significance, saying, quote, "It's critical to keep us safe. It also continues to be the most reliable form of emergency communication during severe weather and power outages." Bernie Bennett reporting.
After about a month, TikTok has returned to the Apple and Google app stores. A popular China-owned app is back after President Trump delayed enforcement of a ban on TikTok in the U.S. It's estimated that more than 170 million Americans use the video sharing app, which has been the target of national security and privacy concerns. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR. Today, Valentine's Day. Yes, I have a happy couple in here. They're not spooning or anything, but they're looking at each other like they like each other. 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm.
Good morning.
And you're delivering your chocolate-covered truffles to the winners of our extravaganza?
Sure, I'm so excited to bring them.
Good, good. Great. How come you didn't bring any in this morning? Because you've got them all for them. That's right. Christina brings in the most beautiful, most tasty little baked items every so often.
I'm sorry. I'll bring them for sure tomorrow.
No, I'm just... Hey, honey, I'm just kidding.
Does she bake them? Do you make them?
Yes, I do them.
Oh, she's a wonderful baker.
I'm sorry for my voice. I'm kind of losing it.
No, she's a wonderful baker. Oh, my gosh. She comes up with these things. Oh. And hors d'oeuvres.
It's an art.
It's an art. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, that's true. All right. Today's weather. I have new headphones on, and now with these new headphones, because I found out that the other ones had a bare wire. The ones I've been using for 15 years had a bare wire on it, and I thought, well, guys, that's why we have electrical tape. So they gave me new ones, and it's really strange. It's like my cheese was moved, not just a little. It's like they took my cheese and threw it out of the studios because it sounds different. Today... 30% chance of showers, mainly before 7 a.m., but it's after 7 a.m. It looks like it's still kind of raining. Mostly cloudy, then gradually a high near 55 today, and areas of frost after 5 a.m. with a low around 36. Now, Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 57, but then showers back, and then showers, it looks like, on Sunday and on Washington's birthday. 30% chance of showers, mainly before 10 a.m., and it's going to be cloudy that day. But Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 62, but Wednesday, we go back to showers again. And Thursday, no, I'm sorry, Wednesday and Wednesday night. But Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 63. So this is just our typical winter weather. Have a happy day and then a couple of rainy days and back to a happy day. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business 30 years. The Kenny family entered into their third generation of Kennys running this. It's great. They treat their customers so well. They're well known for their generosity in the community. It's family owned, like I said, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, plus other payment plans that they have. I can't say enough about them. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And two other people I really like a lot, Patrick and Jill Gorman. Patrick, attorney at law.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And got the largest workers' compensation company office, legal office.
Yeah, we have
north of Sacramento.
We have Anthony in law school now, so hopefully one day I'll have help.
Oh, yeah. Who's in?
Anthony, the former sailor.
He's in law school now. Your son, that's right. Yeah. I probably just broke another set of headphones there. Fell off. I'm going to probably whinge about these headphones for
Interesting how you get used to your workspace, right? Yeah. And it's like just the littlest change will throw you off for weeks. You have to adjust. It's these little things, these little minute things affect a lot.
It's like... It's like my whole, it's like I've got a helmet on.
You need
little Colonel, is your tinnitus like acting up there, sir?
Oh, you think? In space, you go, okay. All right. So, so many things going on. So, but in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the great thing I like about you, too, is we don't have to talk about one specific area. I'll just throw something up. It's a jump ball. And we've all been thinking about it. Here's my latest one, and I don't know if they can do it or not. the bullet train. I don't know if you heard me expounding on that.
Well, we talked about it before. I said there's no money in stopping it, right? There's nobody's going to make money on stopping it, so it's never going to stop.
That's what Nick called, and he said, there's too much money changing hands here to get it stopped. But that thing is so hopelessly behind schedule and over cost.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's a federal issue. I mean, they could do a federal investigation into wire fraud, tax fraud, money laundering.
That's what Trump is saying. He said this has got to be a huge investigation. And yet it's still, I think it's, I'm still receiving faxes wanting to know if I want to go down there and move stuff. Which,
you know, I wonder,
trucking company.
We see this. I remember they were talking about, like, you know, campaign expenditures this last election and how, you know, certain expenditures, like it was like, you know, I don't know the exact numbers, but like Oprah got paid $1 million or something, which was great. And I'm not saying this happened, but one way, I think it's even on a show, it was in like Ozark, where you say that you're paying somebody $1 million for something, but really you're paying them $500,000 and you're keeping $500. Right? Yeah. It's a way to just,
launder money.
Launder, but also if you wanted to steal from an employer or a fund or something like that, it'd be a way to do it. And I mean, it has to be more creative than that, but maybe it's not. I mean, maybe it's just everybody does it and that's what's going on. I don't know. It's hard to understand how that money's spent, how anybody could make the decision to spend the money that way. We have a constitutional mandate to fund it even. How does that happen without somebody getting something out of it? Like, who votes for that?
Where are the deliverables?
Yeah.
Where are the deliverables? Of all the billions they've spent, and I could pull that back up again, and we've gotten 119, hasn't even gone 119 miles yet, and it ends up in a orchard.
Yeah.
In a town I've never heard of. That's it. Yeah.
I think they said there was something that, you know.
And that's not even the rails, I don't think.
No. They haven't even acquired the properties on eminent domain and stuff. But, I mean, the Air Force was spending like $1,200 for a little Dixie cup, you know, per Dixie cup or something like that. So we know that it happens federally, too. And, you know, there's ships. I mean, we have a whole fleet of littoral combat ships that can't sail.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you don't think they were like pulling wire out of like a decommissioned ship and throwing it back in that bad boy to make some money disappear? I mean, maybe, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of graft, I believe. And it's hard to explain or understand where else it goes.
I can't figure out this is our plan. This is the engineering. This is, you know, and it's all built out, and it's going to cost this and this. I can understand cost overruns. I can understand inflation. But there seems to be that since 2008, and that's when it was passed, and it's now 2025, and even Newsom was acting like, hey, there's something wrong here, and then he turned around and acquiesced to him, so money probably changed hands or somebody. Okay, I won't say money changed hands, but somebody put pressure on him for it. So, and it's so hopelessly over. Back then, it was going to cost, what was it, $9 billion to do.
Yeah, or seven or something. Yeah,
and it's not, I mean, they're so far beyond that now. And they still haven't even gotten to the first station.
One thing people don't understand, though, is when we pass these initiatives, these referendums and initiatives, we're amending the California Constitution, and we're creating a constitutional mandate. And we created a constitutional mandate to complete this project. So whatever the cost projection was, it doesn't matter, because the Constitution now says we have to complete this project.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's the issue.
Well, that's that's terrible. Right. There's a constitutional amendment that says we have to in California?
California Constitution has, well, I mean, it's not directly to like, hey, the bull trade is now in, you know, Article 27.
Oh, okay.
The article that allows the initiative process is the article that says, like, this is the constitutional mandate. These are mandates that they allow you to mandate behavior or spending or conduct, instead of the government, right? You substitute the voters for the government. And, you know, some of them are now like a majority, right? A simple majority or a supermajority. But yeah, the California constitutional, section or article that allows this referendum and initiative process is the constitutional mandate. So when we say proposition, one A or 7A or whatever it was, we're going to build a bullet train. This is what we're going to do initially. We're initially going to fund it with X, Y, and Z, right? Or I think we first passed that we're going to build the bullet train. Then we said we're going to fund it this way. It was a few years later.
Yeah.
And now it's like the funding wasn't tied to the train existing or not existing. It wasn't like when we run out of money, we're done here.
Yeah.
It was, hey, we're building this train no matter what.
and we're going to keep getting the money. But we're getting it from the feds, but then the feds can cut that off anytime they want.
Yeah, there's a lot of grant money and things like that. And it's, I mean, so let me ask you this. I mean, so we have a state, you know, we have a state mandate to build the train, mm-hmm. and the state, and then the feds cut the money off. Then what?
Yeah, then what do you do?
When California goes bankrupt? We still have to build the train. It's not tied to the federal funding. They could cut the funding off. There's a federal government, but they really still have.
They could have another initiative.
But who?
And have another initiative.
Who's going to pay the money to get the signatures
The thing is, didn't we have? Wasn't there another initiative dealing with this, talking about cutting that back, and it failed again? I think the people voted for this thing twice.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way.
Money and keeping it.
Yeah, and keeping it because of the, you know, the way it's written. Oh gosh, we need this. But then when you look at it, it literally would cut down 1% on the miles driven.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Californians drove 1 billion miles a day.
Well, I mean, there's a day.
Think about that. A day, it says.
Oh, wow.
It was in that article. You might
want to. That's why they want to charge us 17 cents a mile or whatever they're trying to, you know.
Let's take a break because we have to take a break. And we'll be right back after these messages with Patrick and Jill Gorman. Gorman Law. We'll be right back.
Falling in love with you, like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in the historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support Real Journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of 8 for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Okay, I can't close my eyes and dance real hard or I fall over. I think that's got something to do with my balance. Or it could be is this, I'm old. Anyway, good morning. Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. It is 8:20 on Valentine's Day. You know what? You two are holding hands.
You have the chairs too far apart.
Yeah.
Oh, those chairs move. Yeah, and so do the microphones. There you go. I'm going to take photos and put it on Facebook. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Patrick and Jill Gorman, Gorman Law, and out of Palo Cedro, which is a workers' compensation type of business. And I didn't realize, and people, if they didn't know, is workers' compensation attorneys are limited. This isn't like injury law or personal kind of stuff. You all are have to play by a different set of rules in the sense as how much you can charge.
Well, and also the oversight. So So with workers' compensation, there's three types of law areas of law in California where a judge has to approve settlements and things like that before they go through. One is if you're pleading guilty to a crime, the judge has to approve the plea deal. Another one is if a juvenile is involved in a case, the judge has to review and approve the settlement for the juvenile, and then workers' compensation. And the reason why is, you know, if you think about it, you're injured, probably never had an attorney before, and you go in, you're definitely susceptible to overreach, to duress and being taken advantage of. So a judge reviews the case, it reviews what the attorney did, and they determine what the fees are. And typically they're 15% tends to be the maximum amount. I mean, in theory, you could go higher than that, but it would have to be extraordinary. I think just generally in practice, most attorneys will request the 15 as the high. It can actually be lower. So if somebody were to go into an office and all they had is a settlement, and they just wanted the attorney to look through the settlement and maybe make sure the settlement was adequate and walk it through, it definitely could not be. I mean, 15% would be it would be egregious in that sense. The judge will look at how much time the attorney actually spent on it, not how long they had it, but the effort they put into it, the outcome, how complex it was, and they'll use those factors to determine whether or not it's reasonable or not. And the whole point of this is there's a disclosure that an attorney has to give you in the beginning of the case for you to sign, and it tells you that this is all the case. It is supposed to let you know that, hey, if you disagree with what the attorney's requesting, you can go and you can talk to the judge and say, Judge, I don't believe that 15% is reasonable because, they had the case for 2 months or, they messed my case up or whatever it may be. It can't be because they didn't, they didn't talk to me enough. I doubt that's going to be the case. Some people feel like they have a hard time understanding that, you hire an attorney to do legal work. And a lot of times that doesn't involve, telling you everything's okay. It's actually being in court. So they look at the actual legal work that was done. But there's a recourse.
So it's restricted like that. I really didn't understand certain things about workers' compensation. And one of my friends became another business owner, got sued under workers' comp. And it wasn't for the truck backed over his foot where he was lifting, 850 pounds by himself. It was for psychological or stress.
Yeah.
For stress.
There's limitations on those
things,
too.
And then it was, not being compensated for things he didn't do. I mean, it was clearly the whole thing.
Retaliatory.
Was, because, my friend said I had to let him go.
Yeah.
So that happened. And yet, so then he gets sued. Of course, his insurance company takes it over. And it was, the whole thing was egregious. And all types of evidence showing that the business owner was right.
Yeah.
And yet.
They still got money.
Was settled.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They're not going to, So we're talking about different things here. So if it's settled, it should not have impacted the business owner.
Yeah, the business.
It shouldn't have impacted their exmas, their premiums, because there would have to be a finding of fault and stuff. So that is all on the insurance carrier's like duty to defend, right?
Right.
They'll give the guy $2,500, $5,000 to go away, you know, maybe. Sometimes they draw a hard line, and it depends on who the insurance carrier is too. If somebody's like self-insured or part of a captive, they have more of a say.
Yeah.
But these psych injuries, there's different defenses. There's special defenses to those. So first off, you know, you have to have like a DSM diagnosis of a psychiatric condition, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, if you're employed there for less than 6 months, the injury has to have occurred because of sudden and extraordinary circumstances. So extraordinary is a key word there. Somebody who's an avocado, harvester can suddenly fall out of a tree, but that's not extraordinary. Right. So, so it has to be sudden and extraordinary if you're inside of 6 months. Another defense is good faith personnel actions. If somebody's terminated or disciplined for cause, that is good faith personnel. And because of he said, she said, workers' compensation isn't really designed for the he said, she said. It's not about whether somebody wronged you or not. It's whether or not you have an injury, what medical care you need to get back to work. That's what workers' compensation is designed for. But people will file a workers' comp case. It's easier to find an attorney to do that than to file for discrimination because of age, gender, religion, sexual orientation. Those lawsuits for discrimination, those belong in, the Department of Fair Employment and Housing or Federal Employment, FEHA, Housing and Employment. That's where those cases belong. They don't belong in workers' comp if it's because somebody hurt your feelings, right, or pissed you off.
Yeah, he said that the guy had said something was pretty egregious. And when he was upset when the insurance company was going to settle, and he said, well, what about this? This guy said this and it wasn't true. And the lawyer from the insurance company said it never went to deposition. Doesn't go to deposition. It means it's never happened.
Yeah.
And so, he settled down after that, but he explained it to me.
Yeah.
And I said, I have the best workers' compensation attorney on the show, and I can ask him these things for you.
Yeah.
So, but
I don't take those cases. I can't give them what they need. I can't give them the justice that they're looking for.
It's revenge. He thought it was revenge.
It
went away and all that, but still.
I do want to distinguish, though. I mean, there's times where somebody's been working somewhere for a long time. It's a labor-intensive job, and they've been working hurt for years.
Yeah. Now, we're talking different. Yeah, now, this is totally different than somebody getting fired for cause and coming back.
I mean, somebody will work hurt until their boss burns them. You know what I mean? And then at that point, they start asking themselves, like, why am I working with my back hurting every day if they're gonna burn me? Like, I'm not going to do this anymore. Right?
What do you mean by burning?
Sometimes I've seen different things. Sometimes sometimes they know the person's hurt and they try to fire them.
Okay.
Once the person has to go to the doctor. So that's one. Sometimes it's like, I've seen it where people get passed up for promotions and stuff. I try not to get involved in those.
That's too mushy.
I mean, sometimes it's like the person has, some incident happened outside of work, like, stroke or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been working, they've been working injured with, they're bad. I've even got medical records where they've had surgeries on their own, but it's clear that this is work-related. They're running a jackhammer or something.
Yeah.
The boss just lets them go because they had a stroke, even though they've been working hurt. It's like, there's got to be some kind of workers' compensation there for the other injuries. Things like that. And those are hard calls because, is the employer wrong for saying, hey, I can't bring you back because you had a stroke? And him saying, hey, but my back has been killing me, and I've been working for years with this injury, and I never filed a claim, and now I'm screwed because, you won't hire me with, these limitations, right? You were modifying my work.
Yeah.
I can't work now because I had a stroke. Nobody's going to hire me with the bad back. What does he do, right? So those are hard situations.
So what do you do?
I mean, those cases.
I mean, I can understand. I mean, there's probably not. I don't even know if that's the majority of them or
no,
if there's 25.
It's some, but I, those cases, I mean, emotionally, they're difficult because people get their, both sides are really pissed because both sides feel that there was injustice towards them. The employer's like, hey, he was working. I let him go because of the stroke. Why am I paying for a back now? And he's saying, hey, I've been working. You've been modifying my job for 10 years because of my back, and now nobody will hire me because I can't get a modified work. And the employer's going to ultimately lose on that issue if there's documentation of the pre-existing. That's what insurance is for. But I'm just being like the friction between the sides. I mean, a lot of the times the attorneys are just playing yard duty between them, and it's a
for every minute they argue.
But every case that goes to that winds up with a lawyer, every one of these cases is pretty much a tragedy if the lawyer is taking legitimate cases.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Patrick Gorman, and here's the thing I like about Patrick. I like a lot of things. You and I, we like like being out in the country, and he was, even though he was in the Army, but he was in air assault unit, so that's cool. And then was law enforcement, and then got his law degree after that, and which isn't easy. I mean, you're doing this, and you had did you have a family then?
Yeah. Or I had support.
Well, you had support, too, yeah. And Jill, who we all know is the brains behind this. But here's the thing about Patrick. And when you talk about lawyers, you know, everybody goes, you know, what looks good on a, you know, what's brown and black, it looks good on a lawyer. Oh, a Rottweiler. Those kind of things. I could never say that about Patrick Gorman. Patrick is a man of honor and integrity, and if he takes your case, he's going to give you a best shot at it. But he also is a person that cares, and he comes across as being a tough guy, and he is, but he's really on the inside. He's... It chews him up, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah. I cry during movies sometimes.
You cry?
The movie Armageddon gets me every time.
Oh, my God.
You too?
Oh, of course it is. When he says goodbye to his daughter.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh.
Where the guy's getting on. He's like, that's my dad. That's your dad. And the kid's like crying. Yeah. No, that movie gets me every time.
Yep. Okay. Got to take a break. Hey, time for a haircut for me. And where am I going to go? Let me think. Oh, Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue where I've been going for 18 years. And never had a bad haircut. I love this place. It was established in 1960, well before my birth date, and been in the same spot since 1967. It's in Cypress Square Shopping Center, but it's off of Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, the old Subway, if that's what you remember. And I just call them, make an appointment at 530-244-9478, set up a time that works for me, and I go down there and get my hair cut, and it is it's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. Don't expect to have your hair styled and blown. It's not going to happen. You're going to get a barbershop. It's a barbershop. You get a haircut and a damn good one. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring-shaped bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sunflowers. blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. What are you doing for your loved one? The Gormans are sharing the show together. They're sitting next to each other. Got their arms around each other. It's cute. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center and the Watchman. They have the Watchman at Shasta Regional Medical Center. The only one, only hospital in North State providing this. This is a one-time, minimally invasive heart procedure for people with atrial fibrillation, and it's an alternative to blood thinners. And it goes in through the vein, goes up, you get it done. They keep you overnight, and you go home the next day, and you stay on blood thinners for a couple of weeks, and then you're off blood thinners. Over 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with the Watchman. So this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Go to ShastaRegional.com for more information. And
bless you. Bless you.
Excuse me. That was my sneeze. Knocked over my chair.
It was a violent sneeze.
I almost fell down. I'm here with Patrick and Joe Gorman. Of course, Patrick Gorman is the premier workers' compensation lawyer in California. Opened his business here.
2021, September of 2021.
It's only 40 years.
Well, I mean, I was worked on the other side up here since 2014. Before
no,
that.
No,
you say, wow, like it's only been 4 years. It's been a blink of an eye. I feel like the years go by and like it feels like it's been 2 months.
I can't believe we've been here, 17 years.
Yeah.
In Reading, and and I talk to people, and a lot of people, Tim and other people I talk to, they could go anywhere they want, and yet we all end up staying here in California because this isn't really California up here.
Yeah, it's not, but it's still home, right?
It's home. Yeah, but it's a different mindset up here.
Yeah.
And the people are so cool.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of folks that have been to other states also realize, like, there's every place is every, it's got its own thing, right? And there's certain areas where it's like, yeah, it might not have something that bothers you, but it's going to have something that does. Oh, and, home's home.
Yeah, you go to Wyoming, you immediately save $20,000 a year in taxes and gas and all these, because I have a friend that did that. He says close to $20,000.
Like 20 below zero.
He moved from Escondido. There's the other part.
Yeah,
he gets snow up to his butt for, four months of the year. So there's trade-offs.
People don't realize what it's like living in that kind of weather until they live in that kind of weather.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's like you don't know until you know, and it's a lot harder than people that it looks on TV. It really is.
I lived in Illinois when I was a young person, and I remember going down to Chicago. And it was so cold, with Lake Michigan there. And the water would come in and it would splash up onto the sidewalks. But what would happen, it was so cold as it looked, as it came up, it would freeze slowly. And it looked like a wave.
Cool.
It was a frozen wave.
It
went down this whole boardwalk type thing. And it was frozen. That's how cold it was.
Yeah, I think it's like 40 below.
It was
like 40 below one day there. Yeah.
When it hits, 30 degrees here, blankets on the horses, you get inside, you put your hoodies on, you light the fire, and you're in there, brr, brr. And there's other people that think that's, they're wearing shorts out there.
It took one winter in Truckee for me to join the infantry. So,
Oh, gosh. Going to Korea.
Yeah. Korea is like ice cold. I didn't get a lot of snow, but it was so cold that, I think, like, ice was coming out of
the
sky.
I'm not even going to tell you the things that were done there just to show how cold it was. But it was, yeah, I mean.
No, I had to qual- yeah. We did a pistol qual range in, like, February, and we couldn't wear gloves. And I
oh my
gosh. People were getting, like, you know, like little frost burns on their palms. Because, you know, the handles, yeah. handles aren't rubber on the 9mm.
Yeah, and you put your hand on the slide, and all of a sudden you're frozen to it. It's like, oh, just put your tongue on it. Yeah.
It hurt.
Anyway, okay, let's move on. So, new president, new year.
Yeah.
Anything happening in as far as tort reform, or because you said it's been, you said it's starting to move, but it's been years since there's been any changes.
I think that the rumors are that Newsom's gonna be the guy who takes over for girl. Whoever takes over for Newsom's gonna be tasked with that. The reform will probably be, you know, put together 2027. There'll be a big workers' comp package that'll come through. It's they've been doing a lot of RAND studies on various areas of workers' compensation for the last 2 years. And if you look at these RAND studies, it essentially tells you like what's coming probably, and it'll be a pick and choose from that. And you know, the Department of Insurance and the insurance rating bureaus, they've been tasking these studies, and just reading through them. I mean, there's some things they miss on them, and it's not because they're not smart enough to see them. I think that there's an objective, like, hey, do we need to reform this? Tell us what we need to do to reform this, right?
Uh-huh.
And then there's, you know, it's just the typical, you know, the direction that California at least has been going is it's passing more, you know, risk from the public or the state or the public funds that are, or, you know, things onto employers, really. I mean, that's, you know, there's been more vocational disability. I think that there's going to be, they have this subsequent insurance fund, or subsequent injuries fund in workers' comp that I think they're going to wind up, you know, making it less accessible. And that'll result in higher awards against employers. There'll be that. The permanent disability rate's got to increase. But no, they're going to make some, there'll be some big changes. I don't quite know what they are.
Well, you know, the thing is that, the idea behind workers' compensation, it's got to be a fair compensation for somebody that's genuinely injured on the job. The employers, as you have pointed out many times, want to get their workers back. And it just gets drawn out. And
yeah.
The insurance companies are saying that, you know, they'll give a certain amount. I talked to somebody in one of the hospitals here. He said, you know, I have to go through 6 layers after they've said, yes, you can do this procedure. He says, we have never once gotten the full compensation that they said we were supposed to get. And it goes through all these layers. He said, you could save hundreds of billions of dollars a year if you could just get that. This is the procedure. They have the expert on the other side. Say, okay, do it. They do it. They come back and they pay it.
Who would save the hundreds of billions? Because it's not being done by a human on the computer, on the insurance company side.
Well, that could be part of it, too.
So there's a company, a publicly traded company that actually, you know, was one of the pioneers of the AI and algorithms that deny the care, right? And deny the payment.
Yeah.
They actually have created an algorithm and AI that now does the opposite for the hospitals, that finds a way to appeal and get them paid.
Well,
the insurance companies all have their own algorithms now, right? So they have licensing for this company.
So you've got two AI computers fighting each other.
And that will be determining what our care is.
I kind of like
So who has the best software?
Yeah, who's got the best software?
I think it's kind of wasteful, because I don't think that should be the determination of whether or not we get care. I
mean, when you take, it's like setting up a self-firing machine gun on an axis of advance. Sure, it makes sense. You can't have people everywhere. What doesn't make sense, there's no human in it, and anything that walks into that axis gets shot. Wow. Mm-hmm. Can we see anything wrong there? I mean, how many times have you been lost out in the woods, you know, on a mission?
Never.
And then you might sway into that thing, you know. Yeah. And my question was, when they were building this thing out at the Sandia Labs, was, I said, you got a camera on this thing? You've got a human in this chain? And they just looked at me because they're scientists. And I said, you ever been lost out in the woods? Well, no, because they don't leave the labs. I said, are you being chased by somebody? You run through this and all of a sudden you're killed by a machine gun that's just sitting there. It has to be a person there. And that's, you know, when you start getting all computers going back and forth, we lose that human spark.
Yeah.
Yes.
That humanity.
Right.
No, sometimes it's needed.
Exactly right. Well, that's the limitations, right? So that's the restraint or that's the decision making, right? The morals, the values, and you can't do that in computing. You can't compute values into it. So if you're designing software to eliminate fraud by eliminating anything that you can, that doesn't meet certain, you know, criteria, and you tell a computer go do that, it's going to try to find a way to make things not meet the criteria by using different, you know, whatever it's reviewing, right? The basis.
Yeah.
So it's going to deny stuff that it shouldn't because it doesn't. There's no honesty or dishonesty. So, you know, you mentioned like fairness and stuff like that. It's like, you know, with workers' comp, I mean, I wouldn't call it, you know, fair to the injured worker, right? Because for them, fair is like, how did this affect my life? It's just you have to have this blanket set of things that doesn't do it case by case when you're legislating something like workers' comp. You know, and it's rough. You know, and people get really, really severely injured. They get left behind. Workers' comp doesn't really compensate them. There's no real windfalls. I think the only windfalls are people who get money that never even work somewhere. They just get like $5,000 to go away. That's really the only windfall. Everybody else who's hurt gets kind of burned. But they get the stuff right now, right, instead of later. You know, I've learned that justice is like doing the least amount of harm to the fewest amount of people, right? That's what justice really is.
The least amount of harm to the
fewest number of people.
To the what?
Fewest number of
fewest
people.
Fewest number of people. Wow. We've gotten to there. Well, and you're right. I never thought that, when the administrator was talking to me, I didn't think that, you know, because he acted like they talked to people. And because they talked to different people in the insurance side, that part of this was probably, yeah, they're just repeating what's coming out of the computers.
Yeah.
Scary.
Well, and for them, it's like, hey, this is going to happen one way or the other, so we're making it happen, right? It's like, how do we make it happen without – I mean, imagine the amount of number of doctors they would have to hire to review every treatment request from every hospital within a reasonable period of time.
Yeah.
I mean, 300,000? I mean, how many physicians would need to be hired to do it? So, you know, they're going to do this. In all honesty, there's a gripe on the other side. I mean, there's a lot of fraud. There's a lot of doctors who do a lot of wrong things. You know, I mean, it's organized. In Southern California, they get flat-out organized crime, like running these things, you know, like white-collar, like, you know, the Eastern European mafias.
And I've got to go back and see it because I talked about it one day, but it was the amount of fraud being paid out. It was in the billions, and they knew it. It's already been identified on health things. And, you know, because they're trying to do they're trying to pay the things, but they're finding out that it's all fraud.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the COVID when they were paying prisoners. You know, they were getting the $25,000 loan, those kind of things. Anyway, I'm here with Patrick and Jill Gorman, and we got to take a break right now.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention hunters! Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Redding at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Cascade Curations in downtown Redding is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Redding's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on Valentine's Day, 2025, February the 14th. Oh, my goodness. It's have you gotten your cards? Have you gotten your little presentos to give to your loved ones? And the answer, of course, for Patrick and I, Patrick Gorman and I, are yes, of course we have. Patrick, would you like to take a ride in my truck?
We
can
just,
I can show you the truck, and we can drive around for a little while.
Like an hour.
Yeah, we'll be back in an hour. Anyway, I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and beautiful wife, Jill, who is kind of... you used to run the office. Now, I mean, are you still involved in it like that?
Well, yes, but a little bit less.
A little bit less. Mm-hmm. Okay. How'd you get so big so quick?
That was a huge one. There was a big need.
Obviously.
I mean, there's not a lot of attorneys up here. That some had retired and whatnot. And, there just already was a shortage and, there was just a real need. Just in general, there's a shortage, but also just, you know, the things that I was dealing with on my side, it was the complexity levels and everything. It's just unique. I have a unique set of experience. I have a unique background and a unique level of, toxic exposure claims, things like that. I mean, I worked on the other side doing those. There's nobody up here who does those.
Toxic exposure. You gave me an example, and I told the sheriff about it, and he was like, oh. And I think you've even dealt with that. But when they're out there clearing these marijuana fields, you've got to get into hazmat. You literally have to get in hazmat suits and masks and all that because of all of the illegal toxins they have on this marijuana that they're
destroying. It kills bears. It'll kill a bear.
Kill a bear.
Yeah, and so it's, you know, and they're lopping them down with loppers and their BDU sleeves rolled up, right? And
because it's hot out there.
It's October, right?
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, but things like that.
Yeah, and it's not even just, that's part of it. There's some of that, but there's other things that you know, people have exposure to. A lot of metals, that are, you know, if you're working anywhere, like, you know, if it's mine, you know, the Superfund site, prisons are pretty bad, pretty dirty sites. We've got a military base nearby, things of those natures, but also, law enforcement, they get bloodborne pathogens, exposed to that. And, sometimes that'll cause inflammatory responses. There's all kinds of different exposures, but usually with the law enforcement guys, if they have inflammatory disease, I'll ask them, like, hey, do you have, get rashes? Like, yeah, I have psoriasis. Does it run in your family? No. When did it come up? Oh, about 10 years ago or so. usually that's a sign of inflammatory disease, autoimmune disease, and that can be a cause of the exposure too. It's not just cancer that these exposures cause. It could be, you know, neurodegenerative disease. It could be inflammatory disease from an autoimmune disease. I mean, it could be, you know, blood clotting. Just various things.
People probably need to take a look. You know, I mean, if you've been in the military, you're constantly getting emails and ads on your when you're just looking at something else. It says, have you been exposed to the, even Agent Orange is still killing people today.
But then the
burn pits.
Yeah.
We've had burn pits forever. And now, I've never been around the big ones. The ones we usually burn are just the bathrooms.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
heads. They burn that in their 50 gallon barrels.
That's great.
Light it off with diesel fuel. I'm not sure that's what they're talking about. They're talking about the ones that have got the plastic.
They were burning batteries and things like that.
Yeah, that was organic matter you were burning.
Yeah.
Organic versus the lithium and stuff. You know, there's
But the other stuff, yes. Now, I mean, those have got plastics in them, and people were.
Well, it could affect your DNA that passes on. So I have had a case where somebody had, been exposed to the Agent Orange, in the 70s, right? And they'd had children before they deployed. And were there, and they had children after, and the children after all had health problems. So it affects your DNA. I mean, it changes
Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Yeah,
they had bad water there from if you were stationed there from 55 to 88, if you were there for 30 days.
Wow.
And it gave all of these things that could be. But you're right; it was their children. Were being born with medical problems.
Yeah.
And it was because the water was tainted. Nobody knew about it until when they finally did test it. When they finally got to that level when they were testing. And then, I know lots of Marines that cycled through Camp Lejeune. But I haven't had any of the symptoms that they talk about. So there's,
You can be exposed to it as much as the guy right next to you. And whether or not it causes something.
Well, so I got 3 minutes left.
Right.
What you got?
Well,
anything coming on?
No, I mean just things have.
Your son's going to law school.
So Anthony's in law school, and then Lincoln just came home with our grandbabies. He just came home from Fort Riley, Kansas.
Okay, so he's a soldier. And,
he was Apache.
He's out now.
Yeah, he's home now. He's he's gone now. So he's an Apache mechanic. And just got home with the babies. Just
he can pick up a job in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have to transfer it over. You have to go. You have to get your FAA certifications.
Yes.
But they've got a couple of helicopter outfits up here that are pretty. PJ's huge. They're international. Yeah. The air flight. So you have to. I mean, once you get your air frame, I think that you pretty much hire on wherever you hire on. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I tell you the amount of service, technical industries is just wide open right now. People that want to learn how to be a diesel mechanic or airframe or, welding or construction. They're so short. They can work it. They could pick almost anywhere. It's almost like nursing. Go anywhere and work.
That's what my advice to the boys was, they were underage, so it was a little bit more than that. I went infantry. I went 11B. I joined the Army to, be 11 Bravo and everything like that. But, with them, I said, don't do that.
That's what
Take the ASVAB, see the highest score you can get.
Yeah.
The most technical job you can get for that score and see if you want to do it. If you don't want to do it, then don't join. Because you'll be a grunt. I sat around playing video games and cleaning my rifle most of the time. But, it's... When you get out, it doesn't transfer well. And if you're going to do the time, and the Army is different than it was then, but if you're going to do the time, you want it to be worth your while.
Yeah.
And I still get a lot out of it. I mean, I learned leadership skills, self-discipline, and everything.
Sorry you did it.
The technical training you get there is second to none.
Yeah. Well, Ben, our producer, no longer working here. The only reason he's not working here is because he's applying for that streets to seats. To be a warrant officer and fly helicopters.
Oh.
And, he's putting all that stuff together. And, but he scored high enough on the ASVAB. He could have any job in any one of the services. And then somebody talked to him about this. So now a group of us are helping, are in the pursuit of him getting into the, to the Army, then he goes to the warrant officer school, and then into the, helicopter.
That was what every enlisted guy wanted to be a warrant officer. None of them wanted to be a commissioned officer.
Nope. No. Wouldn't be worn also. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us again today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, well, you know what? I really, really enjoy it. And next month, Linda will be here with me. It's because she enjoys us, too. So, hey, everybody, have a beautiful Valentine's Day. Don't forget to run out in Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open 9:30 to 4 today. It's not too late.
There's a grocery store right there. We have to go there, right next door to there, that we have to go to.
There you go. Yeah. Just run right in there. So, have a great weekend, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.